The Atlantic Codex is the key to today's GeoQuiz. The Atlantic Codex is a collection of drawings and writings by Leonardo da Vinci. The Italian Renaissance master drew detailed pictures of all the latest technology of his day, everything from flying machines to weapons. This stunning encyclopedia has been preserved for centuries by a famous library in Italy. Now, this library is making all 1,000-plus pages of the Codex available for viewing for the first time. So, what's the name of the library? Well, here's a big clue. It's in Milan, and it's named after the northern Italian city's patron saint. You have just seconds to think of the answer. Told you. All right, the answer to our quiz today is... we'll let the world's David LaValle spill the beans.
The Renaissance library that's preserved Da Vinci's Atlantic Codex for four centuries is the Bibliotheca Ambrosiana. It's named after Ambrose, the patron saint of Milan. And if Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code whet your appetite for the Renaissance master, you don't want to miss the new exhibit at the Ambrosiana.
This is extraordinary because it is the first time in history that people can see the Atlantic Codex.
That's one of the librarians at the Ambrosiana, Father Alberto Rocco. He says Da Vinci's entire 1,119-page encyclopedia will be available for viewing, one exhibit at a time, over the next 6 years. The first exhibit features drawings of fortresses, bastions, and cannons. Later, visitors will be able to see Leonardo's notes on botany, mathematics, figure drawing, and his studies of light and shadow. In the 16th century, a collector bound all the pages in one thick volume. A few decades ago, that volume was carved out into 12 parts. Now each page has been separated by Benedictine nuns who were able to carefully melt the wax binding. The newly freed drawings will be on display at the Bibliotheca Ambrosiana and the Santa Maria del Grazia Church in Milan, also home to Da Vinci's The Last Supper. Renaissance scholars are very pleased, and even Leonardo's good friend, Mona Lisa, is still smiling. Sort of. For The World, I'm David LaValle.